Good morning. It's July 10th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the evolving world of blockchain, a new chapter unfolds as technology extends its reach into supply chain management and financial services, promising enhanced security and efficiency. At the heart of this transformation are smart contracts, poised to redefine how business logic is aligned and progress tracked in supply chain management activities. A team of authors including Imran Khan, Qazi Ejaz Ali, Hassan Jalil Hadi, Navid Ahmad, Gauhar Ali, Yue Cao, and Muhammad Ali Alshara have spotlighted the pivotal role of smart contracts. They propose an innovative technique that not only validates hashes, but also converts data into a textual format, encrypts this code, and enforces permission-based access control. This approach aims to bolster blockchain integrity and safeguard data privacy, marking a significant step forward in secure digital transactions. Amidst these advancements, Stellar emerges as a beacon for Web3 builders. Its Sorabin smart contracts platform is making waves by offering developers a unique environment supported by a global network of on-ramps and an impressive tally of over 80,000 USDC on-ramp locations worldwide. Stellar's allure is further magnified by its stability, efficiency, and low operational costs, underscored by a substantial $100 million investment dedicated to fostering projects that harness the power of smart contracts. Highlighted projects like SoraSwap, Band Protocol, Phoenix, and Blend Protocol exemplify Stellar's capacity to host robust, scalable, and user-friendly decentralized solutions. These initiatives underscore Stellar's position as a formidable platform in the blockchain arena, offering compelling opportunities for developers and investors alike. As blockchain technology continues to reshape industries, the integration of smart contracts in supply chain management and financial services stands as a testament to its transformative potential. Observers and investors are encouraged to keep a close watch on these developments, as they represent fertile ground for innovation and investment in the rapidly evolving blockchain landscape. In a recent development at the Reuters Next conference, SGX CEO Loh Boon Chye made clear that the Singapore Exchange currently has no immediate plans to introduce cryptocurrency listings, including Bitcoin or crypto ETFs. This stance underscores the cautious approach being taken towards the rapidly evolving crypto market. Chye highlighted the necessity of establishing a sustainable ecosystem before considering such listings, emphasizing the importance of readiness and stability in supporting these innovative financial products. Despite this cautious stance, he left the door open for the possibility of cryptocurrency listings in the future, signaling an openness to adapt as the market matures. In contrast to SGX's current position, Singapore's broader financial landscape is increasingly embracing cryptocurrencies. Recent approvals for spot Bitcoin ETFs have spurred gains in the crypto sector, reflecting the city-state's ambition to cement itself as a global crypto hub. This ambition is further supported by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, granting regulatory approval to stablecoin issuer Paxos, showcasing the regulatory advancements being made in the crypto space. Financially, SGX reported a slight dip in net profit for the first half of the year, 2024 financial year, highlighting the challenges it faces in attracting high-growth company listings amid a competitive global market. This financial backdrop adds another layer of complexity to SGX's strategic decisions regarding cryptocurrency listings. For investors and market watchers, the evolving narrative around SGX and Singapore's crypto ambitions offers much to monitor. Developments can be followed closely through the Reuters Next news page, providing insights into how Singapore's financial markets might evolve in the face of digital currency innovations. The gaming industry is undergoing a significant transformation with the advent of Play to earn crypto games such as Axie Infinity and Decentraland. These games are not just about entertainment, they're about earning real-world rewards through the power of blockchain technology. This new breed of gaming offers players ownership of in-game assets, which can be traded on various platforms, introducing an investment dimension to the gaming experience. The stakes are high in the crypto gaming world, where the quality of gameplay, graphics, onboarding experience, and tokenomics are becoming critical factors for success. While some projects like Hamster Combat and Rumble Racing Star have faced criticism for gameplay issues, others like Pixels and Gods Unchained stand out for their engaging experiences and seamless NFT integration. Looking ahead, the horizon for crypto gaming is bright and full of potential. Developers are exploring cutting-edge technologies like generative AI and virtual reality to create more immersive and profitable gaming experiences. This evolution is not just about gaming. It's about creating a new ecosystem where entertainment meets real-world value, offering players the chance to earn income in a virtual setting. In essence, play-to-earn crypto games are redefining the boundaries of the gaming industry. They're paving the way for a future where digital entertainment and economic activity converge in the Web3 ecosystem, promising an exciting new chapter for gamers and developers alike. In the ever-evolving world of cryptocurrency, BlockDAG's pre-sale is making waves, having already raised $56.9 million towards its ambitious $100 million goal. This surge signals a growing confidence among investors, attracted by the project's promise of innovation and sustainability. BlockDAG's journey in the crypto market has been nothing short of spectacular. With a 1,300% increase in market value, capturing the attention of investors worldwide. This remarkable growth is not just a number. It's a testament to the potential that BlockDAG holds in revolutionizing how transactions are processed in the digital age. At the heart of this investor excitement is the opportunity to purchase BDAG coins at a discounted rate. With experts forecasting a possible leap in value from $0.014 to an astounding $30 by 2030, the pre-sale offers a unique chance for early adopters to get in on the ground floor of what could be the next big thing in crypto. What sets BlockDAG apart is its blend of innovative technology, lightning-fast transaction speeds, and a strong commitment to eco-friendly practices. These features are not just drawing in investors. They're positioning BlockDAG as a formidable contender among the plethora of altcoins vying for attention in the crowded cryptocurrency market. As BlockDAG continues its pre-sale journey, its blend of groundbreaking technology and sustainability, coupled with a strong market performance, solidifies its status as a top investment choice among altcoins. With the crypto landscape more competitive than ever, BlockDAG's unique value proposition may well redefine the future of digital transactions. In a landmark decision, the High Court of Singapore sided with the Phantom Foundation in a pivotal legal battle against multi-chain, spotlighting the intricate dynamics of control and decentralization within the crypto space. This case stems from a staggering $210 million hack in 2023, exposing not just the vulnerabilities in digital asset security, but also the contentious practices of centralized control by multi-chain's CEO, a revelation that starkly contradicts the ethos of decentralization in cryptocurrency. The court's ruling mandates multi-chain to compensate the Phantom Foundation with $2.18 million in damages, a sum that, while significant, is just a fraction of the total losses incurred from the hack. Despite this victory, the Phantom Foundation is taking steps beyond the courtroom victory, actively seeking multi-chain's liquidation to recuperate the remainder of the lost funds. The plan includes appointing a third-party liquidator tasked with the distribution of missing or frozen assets back to the affected parties, a move that underscores the foundation's commitment to rectifying the financial fallout and ensuring justice for all involved. This legal triumph is hailed as a critical juncture for the cryptocurrency community at large, reinforcing the legitimacy of digital assets and setting a precedent for the enforcement of fair practices within the rapidly evolving landscape of blockchain and digital currencies. It's a clear message that the principles of decentralization and transparency, core to the ethos of cryptocurrency, are not just idealistic values, but enforceable standards in the pursuit of innovation and growth in the digital age. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.